America needs a revolution. It needs a radical change. And I think conditions are ripe for that radical kind of change. So I believe that these are the kind of small sparks that can ignite something very, very large. Some people might ignore it and think it's just a few people and it's not having an impact. But this is how radical root changes occur. So I'm here because Wall Street is a cesspool of greedy, avaricious businessmen and women who are not paying their fair share. I'm here because the money on Wall Street, coming from Bear Stearns and Smith Barney and Goldman Sachs and the stock market, they have profited to the tune of $64 billion in 2009 when everybody else was in crises, $28 billion in 2010 profit, and they're projecting over $20 billion in 2011 as the income gap between the rich and the poor widen, as more Americans go into poverty, as more homelessness occurs. So I'm here to say that this is how revolutions start, which is a small little spark in the corner of town.
What do you make of some of the tactics of the NYPD over the weekend?
The NYPD is absolutely absurd, ridiculous. Needs to be a serious investigation into that. They're like an occupying force in our communities. They try to suppress democracy. They try to suppress free speech, the right to peacefully assemble and protest, the pepper spraying, the netting people. You know, these are intimidating tactics that are not going to work. Mayor should be outraged at the NYPD. The police commissioner should be outraged. The governor should be outraged. But unfortunately, the only outrage that's going to mean anything is when the masses of our people get outraged at these tactics and demand that they stop or do it to all of us, because we need to get hundreds of thousands out here and stop the city from functioning until right things happen.
What do some of the other city council members make of what's happening down here?
Well, you know, you'll know that by whether they show up or not. You know, talk is cheap. You know, you got to show your face in this place. I think every city council member should be here. You know, this is my second time. I'm going to come tomorrow and try to stay as many days as I can, no matter what the schedule says. But this is what democracy is all about. This is what fighting for freedom and liberation and against oppression is all about. And it crosses class lines and race lines. This is so oppressive now that those who are comfortable are now going to experience discomfort. Even Warren Buffett sees the signs. He's not saying that he needs to pay more because he feels bad for us. He's saying, y'all better tax us more so there's no revolution in this country, because the symptoms are there for a radical root change.
How long do you think this can go on? Do you think it's going to be shut down by the city? Is this a legal limbo?
I'm hoping this is a privately owned park, privately owned public park, you know, kind of contradiction, oxymoron, but I'm more concerned about the weather than the city trying to stop it. You know, if we can get this thing built big enough and strong enough where different organizations and groups and churches can take days, even through the winter, that would be a wonderful thing. So I'm more concerned about Mother and Father Nature than I am with the city. If the city moves on them, that would be a terrible mistake, and that could work to ignite something even greater.